You're never far away from entertainment in Belfast, and Damien Smith will tell you about more. Good morning, Damien.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very, very well. You've something special coming up. Tell me about it.
Well, I mean, you know, to mark the 25th birthday of the National Lottery, we've got 2 days of Culture Night. So it's Culture Day and Culture Night across, starting tomorrow and going right through into Saturday evening.
So it is actually going to be incredibly fun-filled, loads of colour, loads of excitement.
Well, it's about everything, really. I mean, it's not just about the arts. Of course, that's a big part of it. You know, it's it'll be visual arts in the streets, different venues and locations, hotels, cafes, and as I say, in the street itself, but also, you know, craft, photography, jazz, folk, there'll be classical music. There'll be a lot of different tastes available as well, you know, because there's a feast fest going on around St. Anne's Cathedral in the area around there right through Saturday, you know, and tomorrow. So you'll be able to go there and sample some of the tastes from around the world. And I think one of the big things that we're looking forward to in particular is that there's a concert in St. Anne's tonight, on Friday night, which will be to mark the 25th birthday, I think, and you'll have Ruth McGinley there, a concert pianist, tremendous crossover artist, singer as well, with Catherine Timoney, who's a recipient in jazz at the moment of a big Arts Council award. So that'll be going on between 8 and 9. So, there's another venue too.
Yeah, but just on this, because I'm slightly at cross purposes, is it all starting on Thursday night into Friday and then into Saturday, or does it all start on Friday and run into Saturday?
It's starting on Friday and going into Saturday, right through into Saturday evening. So it's the 2 days.
So the concert in St. Anne's, when's it?
That's on Friday night.
Friday night. So there's an amazing number of things that are happening.
Yep, I mean, it's going on right across, you know, the city, in the centre of the city. And I think one of the great venues will be St. Clair Seaman's Church down there at the docks. There's a tribute on there on Saturday to John Martin, the artist, the big fish that people will know down there at the side of the Lagan as well. It was one of the first things that was put up with lottery funding. And so there'll be a talk there on Saturday afternoon by the artist, John Kindness. And he'll be talking about the big fish, big landmark, for the city of Belfast.
Yeah, I've heard about this earlier in the week. That is really interesting for people who have totally embraced that as arguably the finest piece of public art that we have.
Well, I think, there's a lot of public art in Belfast over the last 20 or 25 years, you know, but I think that's certainly one that has gone straight into the identifiers for the city, along with the cranes, probably, you know, in the Dome of the City Hall. I think you would say that the big fish is one of the markers of Belfast around the world. And it's big, it's a great, tremendous piece of, visual art. And the actual artist will be there talking about how he put it together and what the idea behind it is, you know.
And Damien, if people did want to lay out a wee plan for themselves Friday evening into Saturday, is there somewhere they can go and say, yeah, I'd love to catch that and this and whatever, and as opposed to just ambling around and stumbling upon things?
Well, there's the Arts Council website will have information about all the events that are going on. Culture Night website itself is easily found online, and the whole programme is laid out. There's a map of all the areas, all the locations and the times and the types of events that are going on. And if you get a bit, tired along the way, there are quiet spaces as well across the 2 days, you know, where people can just go and sit and be quiet for a while and then go back out into the hurly-burly of the streets. So there's a lot of information. There's a lot of different venues being involved in this, you know, and it's all free. There's no charge at all to any event that's going on.
It's all free. And as I said yesterday on the programme, it'll be in the sunshine as well, Friday. Not so much into Saturday, the sunshine, but certainly Friday evening. Friday is going to be splendid in town. Damien, thank you.